Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. Now, given the time of the year, we're taking a moment to acknowledge the episodes we've already recorded and the topics covered during 2023, along with a consideration of what that can tell us about next year, not only within CSIM, but also the wider digital industry. So unlike our standard format, where we invite a partner to join us as a guest on Beyond the Document, today I have a fellow Formpiper in the shape of the Head of Business Solutions, Tom Horion. Welcome to the podcast, Tom.
Hi, Ben. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Good to be in the Formpipe office today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And in your role as Head of BSG, you're probably the most exposed person within Formpipe to both the existing digital landscape that we operate within, but also being able to see what technologies are developing to become kind of less niche and unique and becoming more mainstream. And I know that that learning can come from us working with tech partners, SIs, or even the core platform vendors themselves. So given that experience and overview that you have, what appetite do you see for organizations adopting new technologies?
I mean, it's such a broad question because I think, you know, the appetite for new technology has certainly grown. You know, it's in the news. We you know, I think we're going to come onto this a bit later on, but talking about AI and some of the new technologies and excitement around that. But I think from firsthand, I work predominantly with finance and banking, and I've seen, you know, the technology is at the forefront of those industries. We've seen a lot of challenges come into that space. We've got digital banks that are coming in. But we're also looking at, you know, ERP-based systems and dynamics. We've got the manufacturing, the logistics, the e-commerce, where they're bringing in new technology to build a competitive advantage. So in that space, you know, when we talk about competitive advantage, it could be things from lowering costs. Yes. So when we talk about document management, is lowering operational costs and getting rid of paper, moving their technology to digital and mobile devices, or looking at other devices. So you mentioned actually in the introduction that we're broadening our ways of looking at technology and things that may have been a bit more niche in the past are now becoming, you know, the future or more widely known.
And that key driver for those businesses out there, as you're alluding to, it in the past it might be to gain a competitive advantage. Now it might be just keeping up with the other people within their field. Yeah, they have to make that adoption to keep up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think the difference between a company that's going to do well and a company that's going to succeed is a reactive one against a proactive one.
Sure,
you know, reactive companies are probably going to fail. If they're not on the forefront of technology or the forefront of understanding that change or seeing change in the future, then they're going to fail. Yeah. So, you know, us as a document management solutions company, you know, that's very important to us. We have to keep our eye on the pulse of technology and what's coming up and what the trends are and harnessing that.
Yeah, and I guess an internal process in all businesses now are assessing those opportunities with new technology. And like you just said, adopting some of them, but maybe assessing some and saying, not for us, or maybe not for now, and then roadmapping it a couple of years further on.
I mean, it's a good point. You can't check every avenue of technology. You know, do we want to have a VR document management solution? It might not really be very practical, but you know, time might change, you know.
Well, if we're still doing this podcast in 20 years, we'll have to have a look. Okay, I mean, there's one thing that I find really interesting in our field of customer communication management, and that's where it can be any organization. So you've just mentioned banks, but it could be online retailers, utility companies, whatever really. But I often see that their technology requirements are driven by the end user. So they're almost enforced upon them by what the end users require. And I know you and I, we talk about technology quite a bit, and we as consumers, we're less desktop, definitely less hard copy, and we're now a lot more mobile and in-app notifications. So that kind of trend is coming even more and more into the mainstream. How do you see that then rolling into 2024 and beyond?
I mean, this is a word I think that we've talked about a lot. It's hyper-personalization, right? When we talk about customer communication management, the expectation on the consumer of digital data is that they they want it in the way that they want to receive it. Yeah. So in the channel that they receive it, and mobile phones are obviously one of the key areas there, but also how they want that to be. You know, they want it personalized to them. And it could be that the company that's producing that document, maybe that they want to have it personalized to them and their branding and how they want to see them, you know, or be seen by their sure. customers yeah. To the outside world. But the consumers themselves, you know, they might want to be able to see their e-commerce document in a certain way. They might want to have an emphasis maybe on the colors or some kind of like dynamic change or something that they have some like tangible kind of effect on.
Yeah. I know in my personal life, I quite like trends being shown within, whether that's something like energy consumption or my banking habits. Maybe quite worrying sometimes, but I find it a lot easier to then consume that quickly. And that's a big thing nowadays. And like you said, it's normally on my mobile or within app that I'm being presented that information without me having to go and dig and create that for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we even saw this a few years ago. There's a few large banks that were, you know, putting advertisements out on the TV to show that they can personalize their statement, that they yes. can do a breakdown of what your spending is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that that's a good view into that world, right? That these banks and financial institutions are using technology functionality as a competitive advantage, yeah. so much so that they're advertising that they are on the forefront of technology and being able to you know, represent data perhaps to their customers that others can't.
Yeah. And the constant theme throughout all of this, Tom, is presenting the correct information, yes, so that it's accurate, but then, as you've alluded to, making it as easy for us to consume, because we're becoming more time scarce, or maybe lazy, you could argue, but presenting it in a way that's easy for us, but 100% accurate what we're seeing.
Absolutely. And I think that also leads in a little bit to regulatory and compliance documents.
Yeah.
You know, that's another sort of key area of our business that we work in, is that, you know, we're talking about this new technologies and all this, you know, fanciful way of representing data, but actually that is all driven by the regulatory and compliance yes. in the background that has to be there.
Yeah.
So there is a balance. Yeah. We really want to work on having dynamic, nice looking documents that customers consume, but actually they have to be true and correct yeah. and right and secure. Actually,
yes, yeah, it's secure, yeah.
I definitely need to bring that in, that, you know, security is paramount mm-hmm. at the moment. And that's something that we concentrate on.
Yeah. And again, that is something that's grown massively over the last few years. And I know we're going to move on and talk a little bit more about that going forward, but that has to be at the forefront of what we're thinking. As much as I know you were smiling when you talk about some of the tech developments, they are exciting. I mean, you alluded to it before. It's inevitable if anybody's looking ahead at the moment within technology, AI is going to be mentioned. Okay, so let's bring that up now, because we at Formpipe, we're starting to see AI, or at least machine learning, in real use cases within our client base. And I'm hearing this more and more often within my role. I also hear the need for the AI model to have that explainability, because only with that explainability can it be adopted into business as usual. So I see those two things moving ahead at the same speed as well. What kind of conversations around AI have you been involved in?
I mean, it's a huge topic of conversation yeah. at the moment. Yeah, I mean, in a lot of conversations all around our business, and it feels new and exciting, almost in a way of how the internet was. You know, that might sound like hyperbole, but I think there is a huge future for AI. But there is also that feeling of those early days of the internet, where there are security implications. There isn't as much regulatory mm-hmm. and compliance around the usage of AI. And I think we're going to see some changes in the next few years, but that doesn't mean it's something to be scared of. It's something to probably harness and jump on. But in terms of what we're seeing the usage of it being, I mean, around document management, it's things like ID verification, credit checking, security and anti-money laundering in the finance space. But It could also be things like document translations, you know, being able to take data, use AI and translate that into another language, which could open up, say, an e-commerce company yes. into a whole new market
yeah.
without needing to have the knowledge and expertise maybe in that location.
Yeah.
I mean, I could talk all day about like different use cases. There's so many, and it's, you know, how far is the imagination?
Yeah.
But again, it's making a good use case and test and proof of concept that is actually going to work
yeah,
well.
Sure. I'm just going to pick up on the translation one, because I think that may be one that everybody listening to this episode will have had some experience with. If you did that maybe 8 years ago via an online browser compared to the accuracy of the results you can get now, I mean, that is a huge shift.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's scary how quick it is. You know, if a year ago you might have put something in and checked it and been like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And there's, I remember there even being jokes online where you can do a translation from one language to another and then back again and you get yeah. something completely
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
That's moving away now. You know, these AIs are learning, and they're learning quickly and exponentially.
Yeah. Scary, but also exciting. I mean, the one thing that I see within banking is the opportunity for AI, but also that requirement that we've got to ensure fairness, or at least at the minimum, not introduce bias. And I think 2024, we will, or hope that we start to see some regulation coming around that area of AI, because I do think that's the one area that needs to be addressed to enable people to trust that technology. There is also the chance that we could see some roles being, I don't think threatened, but maybe influenced by machine learning. And that'll be interesting to watch in 2024.
Yeah, I think with your point there about the change and landscape of AI affecting it. Again, we're in an age now where technology changes things every day, right?
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of things in the news around potentially jobs being under threat,
yeah.
But that's nothing new.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Industrial Revolution. It was a huge change to our landscape, and you know, this is just another cycle of that happening again. Mm-hmm. And it's again looking to the future and harnessing that and preparing for that change,
yeah.
Or being resilient to it.
I think the job one's always interesting, because jobs may be at threat, but they're just moving the work somewhere else, aren't they? So it's actually just a redistribution. Now all of this is always exciting, right? Tech development is exciting, but I'm also aware that we always then need to be able to get the tech to the client and delivered in a model that works for them. And more we're seeing the adaptability so that it's suitable for their use. Now, I know you are seeing quite a lot of discussions around scalable deployment models. What do you see coming next in that area?
So we're putting a lot of money and time and effort into our SaaS offering. I mean, cloud, again, is not something that's particularly new, but it's something that we are harnessing better generally as a company, but also I think other companies are doing the same.
Yeah, it's an industry.
Industry-wide, and it's... Again, it's not just finance, it's in manufacturing and logistics, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And there are so many benefits of it. So as well as being able to scale your solution, and we've heard about that a lot and what the cloud can bring, but also the ESG benefits, you know, the benefits to the environment that companies like Google and Microsoft and their cloud models are all built around sustainable models.
Yeah.
You know, they get their power consumption. There was the work that Microsoft did at looking at putting their servers under the sea mm-hmm. to help with cooling and use natural resources to cool their servers. And I think that's also an exciting prospect, you know, that these technologies are coming up. People are using them, they're jumping on them, they're understanding them better, they're, you know, making sure that they're getting the best power consumption out of them as they can for environmental benefits. And I think over the next few years, that's only going to become better.
Yeah, I know. And obviously, we are aligned to Microsoft Azure platform. And I've been watching the developments in their global data center and their sustainability that you just touched on. In fact, we had Nexi Detti of Microsoft on the podcast a couple of months ago talking about exactly that. And as you allude to, Tom, I'm sure all other global cloud providers have similar journeys, but they really do help to deliver on those ESG targets that are owned by ourselves and companies like our own, but actually they're needed by all, they're needed by civilization, aren't they? So we've talked quite generally, bringing the episode to a close. What are you looking forward to in 2024 within BSG at Formpipe?
I mean, again, exciting opportunities. We've talked about AI and we want to put some research into that and how we can harness it and again, come up with a good proof of concept. Yeah. So that we've got ideas, but in reality, that might be very different. But we're also doing things like researching new market trends. We're looking at competitors, what they're doing. We want to be on the forefront of technology. Yes. You know, a little bit like what I said earlier on is that being a reactive company is not going to get you anywhere. You're going to be too late in these areas. And as a best in breed document management solution, we want to be shaping that market. Yeah. So I think a lot of that is on BSG to do that. You know, we need to look to the future and we need to see what the next big thing is. And it might even be in compliance and regulation. Yeah. It might be a little bit more boring in that aspect, but it could also be, what does the customer want? How do they want to receive their documents? Sure. And maybe it will be through VR.
I think you've hit the nail on the head, though. It's us constantly talking to our customers, prospects, our partners, and then other tech leaders to get plenty of input and really get a feel on where we need to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Tom, thank you for your time today. Thank you for joining me on Beyond the Document. It's been great.
Thank you very much, Ben. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document. If you need more information on what we do at Formpipe, then visit formpipe.com. Otherwise, I'm Ben Saxton. Catch you next time on Beyond the Document.